This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and it came on my radar about 2.5 months ago. I want to give a disclaimer. I own 700,000 shares of this company that I bought in the open market. We're talking no other than Guided Therapeutics. And what they are, they're a maker of a rapid painless testing platform based on its patented phototonic technology that utilizes light for the early detection of disease and cellular level. The company, it's its first product. It's the LaVia Advanced Cervical Scan and non-invasive device that's detected cervical cancer and diseases instantly at the point of care. And with us today is Dr. Gene Cartwright. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GTHP. Dr. Cartwright, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, this incredible product that you have came in on my radar about 2.5 months ago, and I was really impressed with what you guys are doing out there. So give me the use of the cervical cancer screening and what's it all about, and then I want to talk about some of the countries that the product's in.
Okay. Yes, our product is designed to be used initially for cervical cancer screening. So today there are two main products that are used for cervical cancer screening. They are the Pap smear and HPV, or human papillomavirus. And studies that we've done around the world have shown that our product, LaVia, is as accurate for cervical cancer screening as the Pap smear or HPV. However, there are two key advantages that our product, LaVia, has. Number one, there is no patient sample that is taken for the use of our product. And number two, the result is given in about a minute. So we're targeting LaVia initially in the developing world, and the reason for that is that in the developing world, only 10 to 15% of women are tested today. These countries know that they should be using the Pap smear or HPV, but they don't have the resources to take patient samples, to transport the sample to the lab, to set up the lab, to staff the lab, and to get the patient result back to the patient. LaVia doesn't take a patient sample, doesn't need a lab, and gives a result in about a minute. So it's a very attractive alternative for these countries. And we are about to start selling in China and India. We're already selling in Indonesia, Turkey, Kenya, Nigeria, Bulgaria, and we'll soon be starting sales in Russia, Poland, Hungary. So that's essentially where we are getting started.
Well, let's talk about the Turkish distribution contract or agreement. It's supposed to be for about $19 million over 12 years. Where are we at in that process?
We signed the deal at the end of March. We announced it on a term sheet in early December and then signed the definitive deal at the end of March. It calls for payments of $1.1 million this year from our Turkish distributor to us. One of the things that the contract calls for is manufacture of the disposable in Turkey. And that manufacturing in Turkey will help our Turkish distributor get reimbursement from the Turkish government as we sell to the Ministry of Health in Turkey.
When they purchase an order from you guys, one, how much is the cost of the unit? And what can you tell me, what is your markup?
Right, so there are two parts to our product, and it's a typical razor blade sort of model. So the instrument itself, we sell for about the cost that we manufacture it. So $15,000 to $20,000. And we don't make any money on selling the instrument. If we were a big company, we would give away the instrument and just amortize it on our books, but we don't have the financial ability to do that. The disposable, we have about an 80% margin on, and there's a disposable used for each patient. So that's how we make our money, is via the disposable.
I understand. The distribution in Indonesia, you put out a press release. They order 4,000 units. Can you bring us up to speed of where we're at in that process?
Yeah, that was 4,000 disposables. So, wherever you go, the countries that I mentioned, Indonesia happens to have been going pretty well on their own now. A couple of the states in Indonesia have approved Luviva for primary cervical cancer screening. And so, we expect the sales to increase dramatically there. It is the fourth most populous country in the world, so after China, India, and the U.S. So it's a big country, and we expect great things from them.
You know, a lot of people have been calling in our office to ask you to come on the show and everything, and they've been wanting to know where you're at on the FDA approval process here in the States. Can you give us any status on that?
Sure. We have been working with the FDA for quite a while, and any product like ours has two primary facts that are associated with it, the sensitivity and the specificity. So the FDA gave us a sensitivity goal of 99%, which is extremely high. And we completed our study, and there was a disagreement on a few patient samples. We argued that we achieved over 99%, and the FDA believed we achieved between 97% and 98%. But since we didn't achieve, in their minds, the 99% goal, they turned us down for approval. Since that time, we've had a follow-up meeting with the FDA, and we proposed to them to lower the sensitivity goal from 99% to 96%, they agreed to do that. That was at the end of 2015. And unfortunately, we have not had enough cash to do the confirmatory study, which they required us to do. We just need the funding, and then we'll perform the study, and we believe that we have a high likelihood of getting approval with the new sensitivity goal. Having said that, it'll probably take us 18 months, maybe a little bit longer, from the time we get funding to do the study and to get approval.
My guest has been Dr. Gene Cartwright. He is the CEO of Guided Therapeutics, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GTHP. Very, very grossly undervalued at 008, a little bit under a penny, and a market cap even more undervalued at 1.15. Speaking of market cap, why is your market cap so low?
Well, before I address that, I do want to address that in just a second, but I'd like to address our market potential. So the markets for the main cancer screening tests, which are breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer, are very, very big. And that's because we're testing normal people, which is a very large population, versus testing only people who have disease or are thought to have disease. So you're testing these normal people repeatedly once every year to once every 3 years. And that's why these markets are so big. To give you an example, there's a company that has a new technology for colon cancer screening. They're called Exact Sciences. A number of years, probably 5 years ago, they didn't have any sales. And now their market cap is $6 billion.
Wow.
So the reason for that is because of the size of these, very, very large size of these markets. So to get back to your question about why our market cap is so low, number one, it's low because we haven't demonstrated that we are able to generate large growth in sales. But I do believe that's coming, as we already discussed a little bit. But so far, in order to keep the company going, we have brought cash from sales. Board members have loaned the company money, including me, loaned the company about $500,000. And we've had to get additional variable rate convertible loans. These loans put downward pressure on the stock as the shares are sold or converted to the market. So we've reduced our expenses dramatically in order to minimize as best we can the use of these loans, but we've had to take the loans out to keep the company going. One of the things, though, that we are doing, in addition to doing everything we can to grow sales, we're really trying to focus on reducing our liabilities. So we're working on three or four targeted ways to reduce our liabilities, some of which are completely under our control, and we hope and plan to announce soon.
On the TSX Venture, the rumor has you guys might try to uplist on that. Any news on that?
Well, we have been working with a potential investor, a Canadian investor, and if the particular fund that's associated with this potential investor would require us to register on a Canadian exchange. And we're in the process of doing that. It'll take us a little longer, but that's a goal we have. Simply because a potential investor of ours has has it as a requirement for their funding.
Guided Therapeutics is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. I'm excited to have him on the show. I'm a big fan of the product and the management. I think it's very undervalued here at 008. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GTHP. Dr. Cartwright, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I don't think so. We have reduced our burn rate dramatically, where the razor blade model is profitable. It's up to us to be able to show that we can grow sales. We're targeting big accounts, government accounts, like the Ministry of Health in Turkey, and others like that. And so we believe we have a bright future. It's been difficult, though, over the past 2 or 3 years to survive as we're trying to introduce a new medical technology in the developing world.
Well, I wish you nothing but continued success. You have a fan in me. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us all an update.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for inviting me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.